I remember her viral hit song that went something like Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. But Rebecca Black is taking her music career to the next level, and she is in studio to talk about a new upcoming tour and a new EP. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey guys, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's new series, Mini Spotlight On, where we are shining a light on all the best rising stars in music, TV, and film. I'm your host, Morgan Ouellette, and I am so excited. I have Rebecca Black here in studio with me. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So excited. You have so many fun things coming up. Let's just start with the first one on my mind. So you were doing the Love is Love tour with AT&T and Full Screen Media. Mm-hmm. So kind of tell me what that's about. I know you start October 1st, so it's coming up really quick. So what's going on with that?
So it is the Love is Love tour. I'm excited to be a part of it because it's got meaning. Right. It's got a message behind it. And Shannon Beveridge and Miles McKenna, they're also on the tour with me. Wonderful people who I've met through the process. And we all each have, I mean, listen, everybody's got a story to tell. Mm-hmm. But we three have something that we think can really help other people out in the audience, or at least we hope mm-hmm. helps. So we're getting together. I will, of course, be performing my new music. Got the EP coming out tomorrow.
So fun.
I'm excited to perform that and be able to spend a little bit more time than on most tours, mm-hmm. actually being able to connect with these people and help these people start to maybe make their lives a little bit better.
So I know this tour focuses on acceptance, anti-bullying, inequality.
Yeah.
Each of you three have a specific story that kind of, you know, follows up with that. What is your story that, you know, are hoping will connect with all the fans?
Well, I mean, of course, everyone knows Friday, and mm-hmm. I think a lot of people expect me to tell the Friday story on this, which elements of that made up who I am.
Right.
So you may or may not be hearing a little different version of that song on the tour. But, you know, just like everyone else, I have gone through heartbreak. I have gone through body image issues. I have gone through so many different things that many girls, many young guys have dealt with growing mm-hmm. up. So some of the stuff you'll hear on this EP as well is, you know, there is that time where I went through my first real heartbreak as well as my first love. And outside of romantic relationships, some friends, finding myself, trying to figure out who I am and what I'm doing here. So that is, from my side, what you'll be hearing a little bit.
I definitely think people will connect with that, especially, you know, young girls who, I mean, they mm-hmm. need to hear that. So
everyone does.
Everyone needs that boost. So that's incredible. How did you get partnered with Miles and Shannon? I know they're fellow YouTubers.
Yeah, they're YouTubers as well. And Full Screen, and they had asked me as well, you know, who out there do you think will have the drive and, like, the passion for this? And so there were a lot of different people in mind, and Shannon and Miles just happened to be the right other people, mm-hmm. and they thought I was, I guess, as well.
It seems like a really fun trio.
I feel like it'll be a fun time on that tour. It's been really fun so far, yeah.
And so I know the tour has four parts. I know there's y'all stories, there's fans that get to tell stories, and I know then there's, like, a dance party celebration, and you're performing at that, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes, yeah.
Are you performing any new songs?
Exciting. I released a few singles over the last few mm-hmm. years, so I'm excited to, I performed them in different shows, like around LA and in different things, but touring, I have yet to tour before with songs that have been released, so that's why I'm so excited for this stuff to mm-hmm. come out, is there is such an amazing feeling about being, whether you're in a concert, watching someone on stage, or whether you're the person on stage and being able to sing it with all these people, singing a song together in mm-hmm. person, just being able to enjoy yourself.
Right.
You know, there are so many things that are so stressful out there that it makes, you know, I don't know how else to put it other than it makes life kind of suck sometimes, mm-hmm. especially in the world we're living in now. But that's what I hope to do here is to at least, the very least, if I can at least make someone and Shannon and Miles included, come to the show, have a good time, and leave at least feeling a little bit better. That's
what the world needs. Just a little bit of positivity to go home with. So
yeah, I think it can be as simple as that.
And I think the tour is going to be amazing. It starts in October. Where's the first city?
Chicago.
So, Chicago people, get ready.
Yep.
And then, more exciting news, you have an EP coming out tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about that. What can fans expect from that?
Yes. Rebel comes out tomorrow. It is, how do I explain it? It is basically, it has been something that I've worked on for years and years and years and tried to figure out what is right. I've started over and over on this thing. But these are the songs that right now I feel not only represent me, but I think can possibly represent a lot of other people out there. And again, like I've said, I talk about things from heartbreak to friendships and how those people can affect you and how everything that we think about all the time, every person out there. So, yeah.
So how many songs?
Five songs.
Okay.
Five. The new single "Heartful of Scars" is out, and that one is the one. It's the first song that I've had that really talks about not only Friday and the kind of what I dealt with and how I, you know, how that affected me afterwards, but also again, I was in elementary school before that song even existed, and I dealt with some pretty, you know, not fun things, and just like I think a lot of other kids are. So the music video comes out for that tomorrow.
Exciting. So everyone stay tuned. Big day for you tomorrow.
Yeah.
EP, music video. We have so much to stay tuned for.
So that's exciting. Many exciting things. And we ended up getting a lot of really cool people to be in the music video as well. Some other YouTubers.
Okay.
And influencers,
some cameos.
Yes.
Okay. We'll have to stay tuned for that.
Yeah.
Okay. So I have to touch on this. So your song Friday had over 100 million views on YouTube. Did you expect that to go as viral as it did? I mean,
no.
You were 13 at the time.
No, I couldn't have. Yeah, I was 13.
That's crazy.
Mean, I remember it in that day, like when we were in that song was coming together, and someone threw out the idea that like, oh, if you get over 100,000 views, you can start to advertise on a video. And I was like, yeah, okay, great, thanks for you know that. Whatever, that's not gonna happen. I don't think anyone could have expected it to do what it did.
And then so with that going so viral, and I mean, it was a fun song, but was it hard for you to get away from being just like labeled as the Friday girl and going into a serious music career? Was it hard to break those two?
Yeah, and it's not something that I clearly have let stop me.
Right. I mean, look at you now.
I think it's all about, you got to just keep going and keep trying and keep at least trying to better yourself. It's like, imagine everyone knowing you as a 13-year-old for the rest of your life or something you did as a 13-year-old.
I don't want anyone to know me
so,
as 13.
So that's the thing. It's, I've grown a lot, and whether people want to accept that or not, I can't control that. I just got to know. I have to have peace of mind that I'm doing what I love and I'm enjoying it.
Right. Yeah. And was it, I mean, we might hear about this in your music, but was it hard for you at 13 to all of a sudden be all over the internet? I mean, I can't imagine as 13 reading what I'm sure people said on the internet. Was that something that was difficult to go through?
Of course. There's no one out there that could teach you how to deal with that or prepare you for what's going to happen. It just does. And for every person out there that's gotten that weird, I don't know, sense of all of a sudden the entire world knows who you are, no one's going to handle that perfectly. I was really young, and honestly, it took me a long time to be able to come to terms with how unfair some of the things people were saying were and how much that affected me. And I talk about that a lot in my music and in ways. And it was, even though it was all of that, and it wasn't the, you know, greatest thing, I don't know if I'd be sitting here right now if it weren't for that song. I don't know if I'd be able to, you know, relate to certain people in the ways that I hope to. And yeah, I believe everything happens for a reason.
Exactly. You know, that if anything, that song could have launched you to where you are now. And look at you now.
Yeah.
Well, before we wrap up, is there anything you want to say to the fans? Where can they find you on social media? What's up next?
Okay. I I guess thank you to everybody who has been a part of this, and be sure to go listen to Rebel and check out the Heartful Skies music video. And yeah, I'm all over the place. MS Rebecca Black, Ms. Rebecca Black, or Rebecca Black.
There you go. Don't miss it. And everyone stay tuned tomorrow. Music video, EP, lots of fun stuff.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. It was a blast. I'm excited to check out all your music.
I'm excited too.
All right, bye guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.